Well, what we're seeing, I think, is a significant influx of individuals. We're also continuing to see the issue of separation of families in the Rio Grande Valley. And I know that there's been court orders with regard to the separation of families, but we're still seeing cases. In fact, just this week, when I was at the immigration court, I sat in the court and observed a very young, tender-aged young man who sat in his shirt and tie with his coloring book and crayons, and he had counsel with him. But he, in his proceedings, was a result of the fact that he had been separated from his father.
One of the reasons why you're down here, or it's because you've been going to the Port Isabel facility there. Talk to me a little bit about what that has been like this time around.
So I've actually been also going to El Valle, as well as we went to court today at Port Isabel, because that's where the immigration courts are held for the facilities. And what you see is individuals who are striving to come into this country, who believe they have valid asylum claims and are trying to pursue those claims. And we are trying to make sure that they have access to counsel, which is an integral part of due process in our country. And what we know is that there are so many in numbers that they are not being seen by counsel. We are doing our best at the American Bar Association to bring down pro bono counsel, but at the same time, the need is so great, not only here in the Valley, but across the country, and we will never be able to, no matter how hard we strive, no matter how many pro bono hours are put in, we'll never be able to address the need for counsel in this country unless we have government-paid, government-afforded counsel in immigration proceedings.
Talk to me a little bit about why ABA has been and is continuing to push for the immigration court system, you know, to be independent from the Department of Justice.
So there are two core foundational principles of our justice system. Number one, that the justice system, the courts are independent and that they are fair and impartial. And secondly, that they are perceived to be fair and impartial. In the case of the immigration courts, we have a situation in our country right now where those judges who sit the immigration courts are not sitting independently. They are, in fact, reporting to the Attorney General of the United States, and as a consequence, they should be sitting separately, as tax courts do and as bankruptcy courts do in our country.
As the new, you know, president of the ABA, what are some of the main things that are like on your agenda, or that you really want to tackle, or try to just raise more awareness about?
There is no more issue that is core to advancing the rule of law than addressing the immigration crisis in our country today, because this is an issue for all of us. We do not want to be the country that is turning the backs on immigrants coming in to our borders. We do not want to become the country that we are seeing unfold because of the fact that there's been an ongoing dismantling of the asylum process in this country. And we have to do all we can as individual lawyers, as individual people in this country, as well as the American Bar Association, to make sure that the rights that are afforded under our Constitution to due process, to fair and impartial hearings, and that everything is done in our power to make sure that these individuals who are coming into our country for a safer and better life, in fact, are given every opportunity they have to come make a life like all of us have here.